trying to boogie woogie down Route 66. Flagstaff, Arizona, darling, don't forget Winona.
Kingman, Barstow, San Bernardino.
We're raising the Route 66 flag today at Sanderson Ford. It is the Sale 66 going on at Sanderson Ford. I can't encourage you enough to quit listening to us on your home radio. Get in the car, turn the radio on to 92.3 or whatever local station you're catching us on, and get over to Sanderson Ford. At 11 o'clock, we're going to be drawing a winner for the ultimate Route 66 staycation that includes three nights lodging, passes at all the Arizona State Parks, special passes for Lowell Observatory, Meteor Crater. We've got lodging already set up. We've got meal tickets already done for you. And you get to go in a brand new Sanderson Ford Mustang. But you've got to get here to Sanderson Ford to register. So come on down and take a look. We've had special guests in studio right here in the showroom all morning. And right now I'm very humbled to introduce our next special guest, Mr. Luis Gonzalez. Mr. Gonzalez, I can't thank you enough for taking the time to come down and join us today.
Oh, it's a pleasure, Rosie, to be here with you.
Now, you're a California kid.
I'm actually a Florida kid. I spent a lot of time in California, though.
Okay, all right. So you may have some I-10 Super Slab stories, but do you have any Route 66 stories?
Well, I mean, I don't travel on Route 66 a lot. I know that, doesn't it? It ends in California, too.
Santa Monica Pier, baby.
Santa Monica Pier, yeah. So I do like to go down to the pier. My daughter actually lives in Los Angeles, so we go down to the pier quite a bit and spend some time just kind of looking around. I know it starts in Chicago.
That's right.
Or it ends in Chicago, either way, whichever way you want to look at it. But, yeah, I've gotten to spend both, you know, time in both of those cities. So, it's amazing when you talk to people how everybody, when they're traveling, they always try to get off their route somehow to get on Route 66 because of all the amazing stories, the adventures that they have, you know, all the movies and songs and everything that has been created through Route 66.
And it was really the entrepreneurs of Williams, Arizona that said, hey, we can't forget Route 66. Let's reestablish it as the iconic travel lane that it was for years. So they play it up big in Williams. They have a lot of fun with it.
Yeah, and you think all these years later, this is still one of the most popular routes that are, you know, in America. Everybody, and like I said, everybody always wants to get off track and try to find their way to Route 66 because of just the adventures that they have and all the different restaurants and things that they can see on there and just to log it and journal it and say that they were a part of it.
Where else can you sleep in a teepee?
There is a hotel right in there, a teepee hotel out there.
That's right.
Yeah, it's. Have you done all that? You
most of it. Yes. Yes.
Oh my goodness. Yeah, I don't know if I'd be up to sleeping in a teepee.
Oh, it's worth doing it one night. Now the other thing, just slightly off Route 66, is sleeping in the Grand Canyon Cave, the cavern. They send you down an elevator 10 stories and turn off the lights, and you're down there for a night.
Wow, I have not ventured off into something like that. I'm sure my wife is more of an adventurous person to do something like that than I would. I enjoy looking at the pictures of stuff like that from a distance. But, I'm older now. I'd be up for doing something like that with a group of friends and just having a good old weekend and have some fun doing stuff.
Well, down there, when you get to the bottom of the cave in the elevator, it's set up like a luxury suite. It's king bed and luxury jacuzzi tub, and, I mean, it's set up pretty nice, but I think I'm a little too claustrophobic. I don't think I could do it, but I'd like to go down and see it one time.
I'm with you. Let's do it together because I'm not staying down there for a while.
Now, Mr. Gonzalez, you are driving Fords.
I am, absolutely.
And you've been a spokesman as well as Mr. McCoy and Mr. Broomhead, Mr. Hattrick, and myself for Sanderson Ford. And those endorsements don't come easy. I mean, you can buy anywhere you want.
Yeah, absolutely. And not only do I drive it, my whole family does. My kids, who are all over the country where they live now. But I like the stability of it. I know that they're well-built, American-made, And that's just one of the things now. I think the more time we spend and with everything going on, you want something that's durable and that's going to be around for a long time, and that's a Ford. And Sanderson Ford has always been great to my family and I ever since I've come to the Valley and be a part of the Arizona Diamondbacks organization. And being here, it was just a perfect fit for me and my kids. My kids, actually, when they first began to drive, we were here, and they all received, you know, they all, you know, we purchased cars for all three of them. I have triplets now. They're 22 years old, and they swear up and down by the Ford, and so do we. My wife and I and our kids and our family.
Well, man, again, I can't thank you enough for coming down. You shared your Route 66 story. I've got a story, but I'm going to need to save it for the next segment. I've got a Route 66 memory, and you're a part of it, and we've never met. I actually have two stories about you that you don't know. 5 years ago, when I wanted my Raptor, they told me, I think Mr. Gonzalez is about ready to trade his in. Just wait, we'll get his. You never traded yours in. I had to buy a new one.